USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group Our Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.